light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Christ, when for us you were baptized, God's Spirit on you came, as peaceful as a dove, and yet as urgent as a flame. God called you the beloved Son, named you the servant true, sent you the kingdom to proclaim God's holy will to do. Straightway and steadfast until death, you listened for God's call, freely as human one to serve and live your life for all. Baptize us with your Spirit now, your cross on us be signed, that likewise in God's service we may perfect freedom find. Let the earth and all she bears rejoice. All the trees of the woods and orchards shout for joy. To you our praise is due, O God in Zion. To you do we commit our lives, for you are the one who hears our prayer. To you do we come when we have gone astray, when our transgressions weigh us down. You are the one who sets us free. Blessed are those you invite and welcome to your dwelling. You fill us with the bounty of your house and the holiness of your temple. You keep your promise with wonders, O Adonai, our Savior. You are the hope of all on earth, even the most distant islands. Clothed in power and strength, you uphold and steady the mountains. You still the roaring of the seas, restless waves, and raging nations. You fill them from east to west with your joy. You tend and water the land, and it yields a great harvest. You fill your springs, ready the seeds, and prepare the grain. You soak the furrows and level the ridges. With softening rain you bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. All you touch comes alive. Abundance flows in your steps. In fields and meadows it flows. The hills are dressed with joy, the pastures covered with flocks. The valleys wrap themselves in grain. They shout for joy and break into song. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let the earth and all she bears rejoice. All the trees of the woods and orchards shout for joy. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. The one who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, Christ is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my siblings. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. Thanks be to God. The fullness of the Godhead dwells embodied in Christ. He is head of every sovereignty and power. The fullness of the Godhead dwells embodied in Christ. He is head of every sovereignty and power. In baptism, we were buried with him. In baptism, also raised to life with him. He is head of every sovereignty and power. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. The fullness of the Godhead dwells embodied in Christ. He is head of every sovereignty and power. Jesus taught as one with authority, and his fame spread everywhere. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with Adonai. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus taught as one with authority, and his fame spread everywhere. Alleluia. O Jesus, God from God and light from light, through whom all things were made, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, source of life and holiness, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, faithful preacher and guardian of the gospel, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, salt of the earth and light of the world, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, be our light and our salvation. O Jesus, you taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before Mother Earth, whom you invited to join you in the ongoing work of creation. And now each peak, valley, field, and pond pours forth its poetry of gratitude and praise. As we celebrate the appearance of dry land and the birth of plants and vegetation on this third day of the week, give us the wisdom and will to care for and conserve the earth and the many life forms to which she has given birth. May we join the trees in clapping our hands and join all your saints in singing your praise, for yours is the love, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Loving Mother of our Savior, holding open heaven's only hope, star for steerage in this vastness, rise to help us save the sinking, nature's greatest wonder. You have borne your own true Maker, giving human life to him. Virgin ever before and after, that good news from Gabriel, word of life for living, tell it now, mercy to all people. The angel of the Lord brought the message to Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O Holy One, as you have already blessed humankind through the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary, grant that we may further enjoy the fruitful prayers of her, through whom we are related to the very author of life, Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.